Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. The Alabama Department of Corrections says it's working with a consulting group to make changes at Alabama's prison for women, including providing more privacy in the bathrooms. Corrections Commissioner Kim Thomas says 3 months of working with the Moss Group is having a positive impact on Tutwiler Prison in Wetumpka. Shower curtains, toilet partitions, and privacy curtains have been installed in part of the prison, and the full installation should be complete by October 1st. The Moss Group is reviewing security camera placement and has assessed everything from meal schedules to laundry services. The work is part of the prison's efforts to comply with the federal Prison Rape Elimination Act. The prison has come under criticism from the Justice Department and others over sexual abuse of inmates. It's the 4th of July, and that means more traffic on the roads. The American Automobile Association predicts a 2% hike nationally in the number of motorists who drive 50 miles from home over the 4th. That's an estimated total of 41 million drivers. The AAA's Clay Ingram says one trick to making the trip more economical is just to relax and not drive aggressively.
Some estimates have shown that you can use as much as 33% more fuel by being an aggressive driver that way, which is I think, much, much more than most people would have guessed.
Ingram says the extra fuel usage comes from the speeding up and slowing down associated with aggressive driving. AAA believes Sunday will be the big day for return trips, so expect more traffic on the interstates and major highways. State officials say Alabama Medicaid's monthly enrollment has topped 1 million for the first time. Officials say a review of data for the first 5 months of the year show the milestone happened in February. Officials attribute the increase to a federally required transfer of children from the state's All Kids program and changes in how Medicaid eligibility is determined. Officials say the numbers also reflect the first enrollment of individuals who applied for coverage through the Federal Health Exchange under the Federal Affordable Care Act. Enrollment has remained above 1 million in March, April, and May. The 4th of July is a time for hamburgers, hot dogs, and barbecue, and that may be a problem. A Harvard researcher says Alabama has one of the worst rates of diabetes in the nation. Dr. Osama Hamdi says the rate of diabetes has increased 82% in the nation over the last 15 years. Alabama has seen an increase of about 140%. Hamdi says the core of the problem is obesity. One key to combating obesity is eating fewer carbs and exercising more.
Activity can be as simple as 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, 10 minutes in the evening. Flexibility, aerobic, and strength exercise, and this will help a lot. People underestimate how little physical activity can actually help people with diabetes, but the reality, it does help a lot.
Hamdi says about one-third of people in Alabama say they are not physically active. He says that's common in hot states. Another factor in Alabama's diabetes rate is its large number of minorities. Obesity rates are often high in African-American and Hispanic populations. Now for the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our forecast for this independent today includes lots of sun. Temperatures top out in the upper 80s. Tonight, clear and cooler across the northern half of the state. Upper 50s to near 60, but as you go closer to the Gulf Coast, temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Saturday morning and Sunday morning, temperatures top out in the upper 80s to near 90 statewide on Saturday, Sunday. A full dose of sunshine through at least Monday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.